Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 353. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Bob Mould. That is the song Voices in My Head from the album Patch the Sky, which will be out March 25th on Merge Records. That is such a wonderful song. I suggest you stop the podcast and start it all over again just so you can hear it one more time. The A side of that album is just fantastic pop songs, just like that. Great power pop. The B-side is a little darker, and man, just those guitars. Bob Mould, just never get enough. Anyway, I've got music for you this week. That's why you're here, so I'm going to play some of it for you. This is the band Puff Pieces with the song Goths and Vandals.
Bunch of Romans. bunch of Roman candles. When the empire fell, it was a really big scandal. The whole place went to hell, and I was shaking in my sandals. When the empire fell, the whole place went to shambles. The whole place went to hell. We got sacked by the Goths and the Vandals.
The damn Vandals. Another false dawn. Another false dawn.
Part of the podcast where you wonder what year it is. Is this 1981? No. It is 2016. That is B-Movie with the brand new song, Another False Dawn, on the brand new album, Climate of Fear, which just came out March 18th on Cleopatra Records. No idea what that Mansfield UK band has been up to. Maybe they've been together all these years, or maybe this is a back-together reunion album, but I'm interested because, you know, Nowhere Girl was a fantastic song, and that's really the last I heard from the band. But this album is really good. I mean, it certainly reeks of that nostalgia, but while you're all out there reliving the 90s, I'd much rather you kind of relive that 1977 to 1982 sort of era. So B-movie for me, and that's an album I've enjoyed immensely. We started this set off there with Puff Pieces from Washington, D.C. The song was called Goths and Vandals. It's on the album Bland in D.C., which will be out April 1st on Love It Records. It is a good album. It's a lot of fun to listen to in a trying sort of way. There is so much tension and so little release in that album, but it's brilliant, and it's post-punk, and it's challenging, and I like it a lot, and I'm betting you probably will too. Also, it should be noted that I am very, very tired. I have not slept in forever, and I am making no sense. So let me stop the podcast. This is how it works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Why do I hope that? I don't know. I don't get a lot of feedback. I'm not getting paid for this. There's no advertising. But hey, I hope you're here and I hope you're enjoying it. Well, you are here. Or you wouldn't be. Anyway, let's play some more music. This is the band Fake Boyfriend with the song Bumtown. Thank you. That is the Thermals with the song Hey You. That is on the album We Disappear, which comes out March 25th on Saddle Creek Records. Of course, that is the band based out of Portland, Oregon. That song there, Hey You, is my favorite song on the album, but so is every other song. It's just the most solid, wonderful album. And it's, you know, they all are, but that album, it's just so good. So good. I'm really tired. Before that, we heard from Leggy from Cincinnati with the song Backyard. That's on the EP Dang, D-A-N-G, Dang. Or I'm in North Carolina right now, so it might be Dang. Anyway, on Manic Static Records, that came out earlier this year, January of 2016. And definitely screaming to some of that 90s revival we're talking about. I've seen the band live. They come through Kansas City all the time. I'm looking forward to seeing them again because I like that EP. It's pretty good. And we started the set off there with Fake Boyfriend from Philadelphia because all bands are now from Philadelphia. And I have to move there, and that makes me sad because it's, you know, Philadelphia. The song is Bumtown. It's on the album Mercy, which came out February 23rd on Sad Cactus Records. I think it's a four-song EP, and I think I actually picked that up on Bandcamp, and I'm pretty sure you can too. Nothing special about me, you see. Anyway, let's get the business out of the way. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 353. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites at SidMuchRock. Looking at the calendar, I don't think that there's anything really new since last week. I think I did write up a quick account of that Mime Game Travel Guide via Luna show, but that's not even that exciting. I'm out of town. I'm working, so I'm missing so many good shows, so maybe you can pick up the slack for me. On the 25th, there's a fantastic show with Beelzebabes and Witch Jail and a couple of other bands playing at the mini bar. On the 26th, Leggy, hey, as I discussed, are playing at the Replay. On the 28th, Shannon and the Clams are playing at the Riot Room. On the 29th, Sheer Mag is playing at Noah's House. Don't know who Noah is or where his house is? Well, then you need to ask a punk. I will not be there because I will be away working, and that makes me all FML. On the 31st, Murder by Death playing at the Granada. On the 1st, John Velge at the Prohibition Hall. On the 2nd, Red Kate is playing at Davies. That is a release show, and I will have a track next week from the new Red Kate album. Lots of other good bands on that bill. On the 2nd, the Queers are playing at the Jackpot. On the 6th, Rah Rah Riot at the Riot Room. It only makes sense, doesn't it? On the 8th, Kurt Vile at the Granada. The 9th, Savages at the Granada, or Love Junkies at Davies. And that's a good bill with a lot of bands on it that you should go see. Oh, on the 11th, Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard show at the Silverstein Eye Center in Independence. 14th, Ultimate Fake Book at the Bottleneck, and that's with Podstar, Dead Girls, and I think Touchdowns as well. All incestuous fun there. On the 16th, Absu at the Riot Room, get your black metal on. The 29th, The Who is playing at the Sprint Center. Looking into May, Gathered by Voices on the 2nd, Amon Amarth on the 6th, Middle of the Map Fest on the 6th and 7th, Tortoise is playing on the 11th, or Horimar Superstar. Both of those in Lawrence, so maybe you could run between the two. On the 20th, Flogging Molly, 21st, Dirt Nap, or Hip Shot Killer at Davies, 25th, Block Party at the Madrid, 26th, Dive, and the 31st, Subhumans, like the UK band that is painted on the back of the leather jacket that I owned when I was like 15. Or 14 even. I don't know. I still have it. I look very punk rock in it. Anyway, that's May for you. Let's go ahead and wrap things up here. I got one track left for you. It is by Brian Fallon. You know him as the front man from Gaslight Anthem. He's got a solo album, and it could be a Gaslight album. I'm not sure why it's not. I mean, maybe it could be a little louder, a little less country, but, you know, kind of undertones there, but nah. It's good. The song I'm going to play is called Smoke. It's from the album Painkillers. Came out March 11th on Island Records. So, hey, what? Major label? Ooh. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
and I lost my mind in the middle of Toronto. I was spending nights at home full throttle. I was breaking your heart, breaking my heart. Revenge. And I feel just like I woke up in somebody else's skin. Who else is gonna remind you to take a picture of them? Well, they brought hearts and daggers. They wrote songs about you and they tied you up in the rungs of ladders. Tried too hard to hold.
Songs about her and they tied you up in the wrongs of love.